We are learning Masechtos Pesachim, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Aleph, where we are discussing where the Mishnah says Arla Arba Asa Baitkim Sechamim. It was meant Arla Arba Asa. Rav Huna said it meant the day of Arba Asa Nagi. According to Rav Yehuda, it meant Laila. And Shah was Armin. Armin means the day or the night. So we'll bring a raya back and forth to that Shaila. Meisve. And I ask you a kasha from another pasuk. This pasuk is a pasuk in Iev. It says in the pasuk, La'or Yokum Ritzeach. We'll learn how pasuk means in the day the Ritzeach wakes up, Yikta Oni Ve'Avion. He'll kill Oni Ve'Avion. Over Laila, at night, Yikki Ganev. At night, he works as a Ganev, where it's easier to work a Ganev at night. You could climb over fences, under houses, through tunnels. So at night, you can work as a Ganev. By day, for Ritzicha, you don't dafka need the night. That's pasuk Shah in the pasuk. Now, since it contrasts R to Laila, it says La'or Yokum Ritzeach Yikta Oni Ve'Avion. Over Laila, Yikki Ganev, it contrasts R and Laila. Obviously, R means the day. Hamid the Kamar, Tapar Amri, Hamid the Kamar of a Laila Yehei Kaganev, Alma R, Yamamu. Since it says, of a Laila is like a Ganev, so R must mean Yoim. So we see from here that R means Yamamu. So it's a Raya, that R, to Rav Huna, that R means day. The Mara says, no, I'll tell you how to teach the Pasuk. Hasam Hach Kamar, Yipshita Loch Milsak and Haira. If the situation is clear like the day, that a fashus kasi, that the person coming to steal from you, it will kill you. Then reitzeach, who is considered already a reitzeach, but nitin laatzila benafshay. The law is, if someone's coming to kill you, you let it kill him. If you're not sure he's coming to kill you, and Rashi says the example is a father coming to steal from a son, that even if the son stands up for his money, the father won't kill the son. Then you benachik ganav, treat him like a ganav, not a reitzeach. And you can't go and kill him. So you read the pasuk like this. La'or, if it's clear like day that he's coming to kill you, Yokum, then Ritzeach, he's Ritzeach, Yikdal, and you kill him. But if he's not so sure, Yikiganev. The only question is that we're talking about, like Rashi says, if you're sure he's coming to kill you, kill him. And if you're not sure, so then you can't kill him. The problem is, first of all, the example is Rachim of Avonim. If it's a father, coming to kill a son, it's a vada, he's not going to come kill the son. Why it's a suffix? So, and also the halacha is, the Gemara really comes out, that a suffix, you're allowed to kill. If the guy's maybe coming to kill you, it could be you're allowed to kill him. So you have to touch a little bit different. That means, if it's clear to you that he might kill you, you kill him. If it's like the night where you're mesupik and you're sure he's not going to kill you, it's a little bit surrounding the lashon, and then but in any case, we're answering that R does not mean the day and Laila doesn't mean the night. R and Laila are just examples and simonim to are you sure or not sure? That's what it means. If you're sure like the day is coming to kill you, if you're not sure like the Laila, which is dark, it's like not clear, then you treat him like Ganav, you don't kill him. Then Yir ben Echi Ganav, you don't kill him. Meisve asked another kash from this apostle in Iev. In Iev, he was cursing the night he was conceived and was born. So it says in the pasuk, Yechashchu koichevei nishvoi, the stars of the night should be dimmed. Yikav la'or, they're hoping for the day, ve'ayin, it was not coming. Val yirav apay shachar, he never saw the rays of light of the morning. So what's the loss of the pasuk? It sounds like Yikav la'or is waiting for the day. We're talking about the night. He's waiting for the day. So it sounds like Or is Yoim. When they come Yikav la'or, Yikav is not on Kave, of hoping. When they come Yikav la'or, Ve'ayin, and it's not coming, Alma Or Yimamu. You see from here that Or is day. They're waiting for, you know, his stars. They're waiting for the day. It didn't come. So you see it means the day. Tomorrow answers, no. Hosa Mela to the Goliath le'iyev l'mazleh. Iyev was cursing his mazel, and he was saying like this, it didn't mean the day. He was saying that he was hoping and that they would see the light, not they would see the day. They would see some light, and that's what he was davening for. He was cursing his night that night they were hoping for some light and they didn't see any light. They didn't see any light from that darkness, and that's what he's saying. He was born in a certain mazel that he had so much sorrow, Eev, and saying at that time when he was being born, they were hoping for some light, but no light. There was no light, only darkness. So it doesn't mean the day. It means some lahnahoira, some light. It was not found. No light was found. Meisve. Another pasuk, which I'll read right to R. It's a pasuk to Hillam, David Melech talking. And David Melech is talking about that he thought from his chait with Bathsheba that he would not get any mechila, and he would be shari in Gehenim, in the choshech of Gehenim. And the pasuk says, Va'omer, that David Melech said, Ach choshech yeshufeni, only darkness will surround me. Shufeni means also a lashon of darkness. Ve'layla or ba'adeni. But the mice, what happened was, the layla was or ba'adeni. It became day for me. Came day for me. Alma or Yamamo. Again, anytime we contrast Laila and R, it sounds like it means day. Here he said, I thought I would have only darkness, the Maisa, it was light for me. Which means, which will tie to the Maisa, is that Hashem, the Maisa, showed David HaMelech in his lifetime that he had a Mechila. It didn't show his life. In the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech, that he had a Mechila. Because it came to going into the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash didn't want to open up. And Shlomo HaMelech Davin, Beschus, his father, Beschus David HaMelech, and the doors opened up, and that's how he got in. He was shown that he had a Mechila. So it was shown in Oil Mazer, really, there was a Mechila. But right now we're learning that Laila Ar means the night turned into day, Ba'adeni for me. So Alma Ar Yimamu, we see Ar means day. And Mar, no, Has Vachka, Mar David. Ani Amarati, I said to myself, Ach Choshech Yishufeni Oil Mahaba, that the darkness will surround me, Oil Mahaba, will be dark for me in Oil Mahaba, should which is doim to yoim, achshav ha'olam hazeh shu doim lelayla or ba'adeni. Now, olam hazeh, which is doim to layla, which means layla or ba'adeni, doesn't mean the night turned into day. It means layla, which means the olam hazeh, which is darkness, turned light. It turned light ba'adeni. It turned light for me that even in olam hazeh, I was there were diem os medya really shloima. That he had a mechila. That means he had a ha'idah in this world, in the world of Laila, he had a ma'idah that it will be Ar, that it will be light, and his whatever have mechila savaynus. Meisve. Now we have the first raya that we have no answer to. Meisve. The halacha later on, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Boitkim Ar la'abasa, you make a bdikas chametz Ar la'abasa, uva ba'abasa shachris, and 14th day in the morning. So obviously, Ar la'abasa means the night before the 14th day. The night of 14th day, va'abasa v'shachris, and the morning of 14th day, was shas habir. And the time of bir chametz, which is, could be after 5 hours, after 4 hours, v'shas habir. So, what's the Rav Yehuda? We'll see later on. It's more as clear as the shayla. Does it mean that you have to do bdikas chametz 3 times? Or it means either one of these enough. But in any case, it can't mean, Ar la'abasa can't mean the morning, because it says, va'abasa v'shachris. So obviously, Ar la'abasa means the night before. When the Rav Yehuda boit can Ar arba also, arba also shachris, alma Ar urtahu. You see, Ar means the night. Shema mino. It's taka raya that Ar la'arba also means you have to think of digas chametz the night before the 14th, the night of the 14th, not the morning of the 14th, the night of the 14th. You have to think of digas chametz shema mino. But still, the Gemara is still going to be more raya. Even though we just had a raya, the Gemara is still going to be more raya. May say. When on the 14th day in Erev Pesach are you also to do malacha? Like Rashi speaks out that there's a minig, it's a whole parak called Makom Shenagu, that in some places they had a minig that they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach. Tosfos doesn't like that it's mamash a minig. He holds to be Rav Yehuda, it's taka a real iser, not a minig. But on Akapadim, it says in this brisa, when exactly does this iser malacha of Erev Pesach start? Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Aimer Meshas Ha'ar, from the time of Ar. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Meshas HaNetzachama, from Netzachama. So Gemara now is obviously trying to be a raya. Meshas Ha'ar means from the night before. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, from the morning, from Netzachama. Omalei Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda. Lezim Yaakov tells Rabbi Yehuda, you say Issa Malacha starts from the morning. Did you ever hear of a Yontif that has Issa Malacha that starts in the middle of the day? You ever heard of a day that's half yontif, half no yontif? How could you say it starts from Netzachama if it sure starts from the night before? Because I never heard of a day that's half yontif, half not yontif. On Malay, so Rabbi Yehuda answered back, what do you mean? Who atzmai yichiach? Erev Pesach itself is a raya. You let eat chametz in the morning of Erev Pesach. And later on, it's also the Achilas Chametz. So you see, in Erev Pesach alone, it's type of day, it can be split up in half. So what's your big kasha that Yisrael Salach only starts in the morning? Ad kan the brice. Now, mid the Ka'amah, Rabbi Yehuda, Meshach Nesachama, since Rabbi Yehuda starts from the morning, Alma or the Kamar Lesbi Yaakov or Tuhu. So you see, Lesbi Yaakov means the night before. He's starting the morning, you were the night before. So it's clearly that Or means Urto, not a Raya, the Or means Urto. So Dr. No, it's not a Raya at all. La loy, my or amuda shachar. We know neitzachama is when the sun comes up, you can see the sun. Amuda shachar, and it starts getting light outside. My or amuda shachar. And it's a little earlier than that. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, so what was the machlokes? Him, it's also half a day now, because the night was mutav asiyas melacha. Yehoche, the komalei, Rav Lezvi Yaakov tells Rabbi Yehuda, heichem entzino yoyim, shem ksasi mutav asiyas melacha, om ksasi asim asiyas melacha. He says, we never found a day that's half mutav, half asir. Neima iyu lenafshei. Let him tell him to himself, because even for himself, also at night, it was mutav to do melacha. He could lie, the kashari, it's mutav. So what's going on there? Bishlom learned that he held night is also so it's good. But now he's saying night's mutter. He just extended it by an hour. So he still have the same cash on him. So the Gemara, let's be Yaakov Hafkama. Bishlom with me. Eschana the Kapalgir Rabbanon ben Yimam al-Layla. We know there's a difference in day and night. And day starts from Alois HaShachar, the Tanan. What do we find that Mechalek in day and night? The Tanan learned. Garitayin and Sibur. The Tanya, Garitayin and Sibur. When it comes to fasting, Ad Masa Eich V'Shoyser. Until when could you eat? And when do you have to stop eating? One man the Yom says, Yalam Mul HaShachar. By Alois HaShachar, you have to eat, stop eating. Divrei Alois HaYaakov. Rav Shimon HaYim Ad Kareis HaGever. It's a different shear for the morning, Alois HaShachar. It's a little bit before Amud HaShachar. It's Kareis HaGever. When the first rooster crows, it's a little bit before that. So you find, by Taina Siba already, idea that we separate the night and the day. The day is completely Aser, and the night is completely Mutter. That we find already. So I'm tining, R means Alois HaShachar, and we have Shah idea. But you saying Neitzachama is already middle of the day. Usually we say day, it starts from Alois HaShachar. You have all things in the Torah, the day is called Alois HaShachar, is a day already. So that was his Taina. In the day itself, there's a chilek. So Amalei, on that, Rabbi Yehuda answered, Amalei, who asked me a chiyach? You find a day is split up by chametz. The morning is mutter to eat chametz, and after 4 or 6 hours, it's also achilas chametz. So imagine the shop becomes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is sounding good, no? He's sounding good. He's saying that you find the chilek of the day. We got achilas chametz. So Rav Lezer Tanya is like this. Hakam Rav Lezer, Amina Loch Ano Malacha Derabbanan. I am saying that by Derabbanan the Yisurim doesn't pass to say a half a day is mutter, half a day is aser. Va'at Amos Yichomis Deraisa, you bring a right from Chomis Deraisa. The Ad Hakha Aser Rachmana, Va'at Hakha Shor Rachmana. The Din Chomis from 6 hours is the Deraisa that you can't do it. Tomorrow later on, I'll make a drasha from Ach V'yem Harishon Tashvisu Sarim Batechem. V'yem Harishon means Erev Pesach, and the Gemara learns that how we know it means half a day. I was, one of the Pshatim, the other Pshatim, they also, but like, it's the rice digger thing. I'm on the rice digger thing, you don't have a kasha. The Torah said, here it's mutter, it's also. But the Rabbanon, he's saying the Rabbanon never make half of things. Either make the days mutter or also. That was his Taina. I Taina Mlach the Rabbanon. Va'at Amos in Chomis the Raisa. That Hachos Rachmanov, Va'at Hachos Shai Rachmanov. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, either Shai is the Rabbanon. We know the Rabbanon added on 2 more hours. After 4 hours already, you can't eat chomets. 6 hours is the Raisa. But after 4 hours, you know, boss is like, you know, 10:30, we can't eat chametz, right? That's the Rabbanon. At 6 hours, at 12:30, that's when it's the Raisa. V'idach, I'm giving just times, just throwing out just times, not the real times. Akapon, V'idach, Shah is the Rabbanon. V'idach, so what does the Lesbi Yaakov say back to that? V'idach, Harchakuhu da'av Rabbanon the Raisa. That's not really a real Isser, those 2 hours. It's just enhancing the Raisa. It's Harchakuhu for the Raisa. That's not a Rai, you make a half a day Mutter also, because those 2 hours are really also a Mutter. It's not really an Isser, it's not really creating an Isser. Just to protect the Rabbanon, the Raisa, you shouldn't come to eat after 6 hours. That's all it is. Just a protection for the 6 hours. But Akapon, we now understand the Machlaik is the discussion back and forth, and we able to learn that R does not mean night, R could still mean day, and his taina was that instead of nates, it should be Amud HaShachar. So this would not be a raya that R means the night before. But we did have a raya before, from R La'ab Asa by Rav Yehuda, of says, Bait and Shachar's, that was a raya, but this raya was not a raya. Meis, the charge being not a raya. The halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh, people far away, how they know when it was Rosh Chodesh? What they did was, they used to light fires on mountains, and they put it back and forth, the torches, and the next mountain saw it, the same thing, until they went further. Now, we will see in this Braisa, or Mishnah, that when did they light fires? Only if they made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month. A month could either be 29 days or 30 days. If you make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, that means that day is Aleph of the next month. That day is Aleph Kislev. So if you made the 30th day into Rosh Chodesh, and then that evening they sent out these flames to tell everyone that today was Rosh Chodesh. Masha'inkin, if you don't send out these torches, then everyone knows that Rosh Chodesh was not on the 30th day, it was on the 31st day. And then you don't send anything out. You only send out flames, only to make Rosh Chodesh early, the first, you know, only make it early Rosh Chodesh. But if you make Rosh Chodesh on the next day, then they don't really have to make Kaddish Rosh Chodesh either if you want one day on Masechta Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to make Kaddish Rosh Chodesh, why not? Because that day automatically is Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh can't be more than 30 days. So it says, that's that background of this halacha. So the Mishnah says, I think it's a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Eimasiyim masuais ela alachoydesh nira bezmanoi lekachai. You only send out these torches only on a chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, that was nira bezmanoi, which landed up on the 30th day, and then mekadesh the chodesh. Ve'eimasiyim masuais, when did they do this? La'ar iburoi, the night before the 31st. The 31st day is always called the iburoi, because that would be an extra day. If you made Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, that would come out, you had a Chodesh Ma'ubah, the month before was an extra day on Rosh Chodesh. So you do La'ar Iburai. And here, Ar definitely means the night, like Rashi says, because by day, you don't see any torches. So Ar definitely has to be the night before. So Ar means, Ar La'arbasa means the night before. Alma Ar Urtahu Shvamina. It's another Raya, the Ar means, Urta means the night before. So you have two Rayas already that were good Rayas, that Ar means Urta. One more attempted Raya, Meisve. We learned in the Mishnah, he was standing the whole night, the makom was back. Okay, is before you do avoid the echo kiddush time or glaim. Let's say you're working the whole night on the mizbeach, being makriv. The halacha is at night, they used to burn the emurim and the limbs of the carbon. He was standing, Kayim was working the whole night. When it comes day, toin kiddush time or glaim, he has to wash kiddush time, wash his hands and feet again from the kiyar, again, even though he did it already. So what do you see? Divrei Rabbi. That's Rabbi, what Rabbi says. So what do you see from here? The Oira means a day. So the Gemara, Oira, shiny. There, even Rabbi Huda agrees. That if it says Oira, that means the day. He only argues by R. When it says Oira, it definitely means a day. And there, even Rabbi Huda will agree that it means the day.